This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Excitement's building for the 2021 Kentucky Beef Expo that'll take place later this week at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. Kentucky Department of Agriculture's John Chisholm, who heads up the show, says they're excited to get a plan approved for the annual event.
We were fortunate enough to submit a plan and get that approval and then be able to move forward and have the Beef Expo. And, you know, on the first weekend in March, the event starts on Friday, the 5th of March, and goes through that Sunday, the 7th.
Chisholm says there'll be purebred and crossbred cattle in the sales that take place Saturday, March 6th.
We will have 11 different breed shows, 10 purebred, and then the 11th sale and show will be pen cattle, which are commercial and purebred cattle in an unhaltered setting. All of our guests and participants will be allowed to come and participate.
He adds several popular cattle breeds will be in the sale.
The Angus, Charolais, Gelvie, Hereford, Red Angus, Red Pole, Shorthorn, Simmental, Black Herefords, and Limousine as far as the purebred sales. And then, of course, the pen sale has commercial heifers, cow-calf pairs, and some registered females in it also.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? You might just find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. It's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, even arcade games. You can search for items by name or simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and find what you're looking for today.
You're listening to Travel in the Bluegrass with Alan Watts.
John Chisholm says the cattle sales are recognized as some of the top sales in this region of the country.
Over the last 5 years, we've been able to work towards having an average of around $1 million annually out of those sales. Sales are all held on Saturday, and it's been really popular. And, you know, there's a lot of people that participate in it. They say that that it's the premier event of that type here in the Southeast.
He adds some of the junior events will be canceled, but says the junior livestock shows are being held.
Young people from Kentucky will show, they have a separated show where they show their steers and then also their junior heifers. And then, of course, we have an open competition steer show and open competition heifer show on Sunday.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.